Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 14th of April, and in studio is Volunteer from France. Right now it's clear with 26 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is partly cloudy with temperature range from low 26 to high 32 degrees Celsius with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from southeast with 19 to 24 kilometers per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous and 78% of it is illuminated. Sun rose today at 5:59 and will set down at 6:22 p.m. in the afternoon. Puthandu, or better known as Tamil New Year, is a celebration of the first day of the Tamil New Year in mid-April by Tamils in Tamil Nadu, in Pondicherry in India, in Sri Lanka, and by the Tamil population in Malaysia, Singapore, Reunion Islands, Mauritius, and elsewhere. As the gorgeous colors of Holi starts evanescing, spring begins to spread its brightness and freshness all around. With this comes Ugadi, or Tamil New Year, the festival of joy, contentment and happiness. There is a common belief prevalent among the people that is on this Tamil New Year, or the Ugadi Day, the Lord Brahma, the Hindu pantheon, created the world. The name Ugadi has been altered from Yuga Adi. The term Ugadi has been derived from Yuga, meaning the era or epoch, and Adi means the beginning. Hence, Ugadi or Ugadi means the beginning of a new age. The most significant fact about the festival of Ugadi or Tamil New Year is the fact that the festival comes with a very important and relevant message for all to remember throughout their lives. All the experience that you have, good or bad, must be treated with absolute equanimity. Whatever happens throughout the year must be taken up calmly and faced gracefully. People should learn to rise above happiness and sorrows, failure and success. Ugadi signifies the beginning of a new year and a day, the arrival of the spring, new life, new and fresh beginning, vibrancy, life, color, growth, well-being and prosperity. Here in Orville we'll celebrate it with cultural program at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, at Pavilion of Indian Culture at 7:30 p.m. For this program, many different schools and groups prepared different acts, all from devotional songs, scenic classical dance, classical stick dances, Karagatam, classical fusion, Bharatnatyam, to Indian pop music dance. All are welcome. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Pavilion Tibetan Culture, Rainbow Child Auroville program will open a children's art exhibition. Also tomorrow at 5 p.m. in Conference Hall in Town Hall, Lavenir d'Auroville will present this dismountable housing project. Meeting will include a presentation from Lavenir d'Auroville, housing service and designers on new site location and plan for dismountable housing project, on designs available for dismountable housings, on project financing and on results of recent housing survey. On Saturday at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion organized conference presented by Pierre Vela with simultaneous translation into English, with the title French Archaeological Mission of Bubastis on Saqqara, Egypt Discovery, or Egypt Discovery of Five Exceptional Tombs of the New Empire. Few kilometers south of Cairo, the surroundings of the Saqqara Pyramid, stands a kind of a poor calcareous headland called Bubastis on. This site was totally ignored and neglected until the team of the French Archaeological Bubastis on mission, which has been searching on the site for more than 20 years under the direction of Alain Zivi, director of National Center of Scientific Research, made some major discoveries. Several tombs dating essentially from the New Empire were brought to light, 18th and 19th dynasty, about 1300 BC. Earth Day is a day that is intended to inspire awareness and appreciation for the Earth's natural environment and was first held on April 22nd in the spring equinox in 1970. Earth Day is now coordinated globally by Earth Day networks and is celebrated in more than 192 countries, and the network covers 19,000 organizations. Earth Week is celebrated by many communities with activities focused on environmental issues and activism, awareness campaigns and education. We will celebrate it also here from 16th to 23rd of April. It will start on Saturday with Eco Market at Solar Kitchen from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. with Earth Day t-shirts 2011 and jar with no more pesticides and the petition for the stopping Edosulfan, with a cycle puncture repair workshop with Bamboo Research Center and Max Coffee, who will create the Bamboo Cafe, with Kofu, with Colors of Nature, with MG Eco Duties, with Rene and Friends Fire Cooked Lunch, with Ishtar Recycled Bags and Accessories, with Ecolife AVAC, with Water Filters, Solar Lights and etc., with Eco Pro, with EM, with Foodlink, with Grains, Vindara Jam, Pesto by Pierre, Biscuits by Sarah, and with Eco Activities for Children. In the afternoon, between 5 to 6 p.m., will be guided tour on our wheel cycle trails, and meeting point is at Solar Kitchen. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. tonight, we can see a French movie, Le Dernier Jour du Monde, which was made in France in 2009 by director Jean-Marie, and film is comedy, drama in French without subtitles. And within Ecofilm on Saturday at 8 p.m., also in Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see a documentary, Green Fire, made in USA in 2011 by director Steve and Anne Dansky. And on Sunday at 3 p.m., we can see also documentary Nature Born Wild, made in USA 2009. In Words of the Mother we read, "An uncompromising sincerity is the surest way to spiritual achievement. Do not pretend, be. Do not promise, act. Do not dream, realize." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.